Hello and welcome to the 41st episode of the Brawl Time Podcast. As an experienced Brawl Stars player with over 14,000 trophies, I've picked up a few tips over the days on the best ways to push up trophies and get up past 10,000 and close to 15,000. So today I'm going to be going over my top 10 tips for trophy pushing that I wish I knew earlier on. So let's get right into the episode after a short break. Alright, so this first tip is more like a mechanical tip, and this will actually, it seems like kind of a small thing, but it's helped me out so much. You'll win so many more fights using this. So yeah, here's the first tip. So basically, whenever you're in a fight where you know that you're going to need to get your super in order to win the fight, and you need it like immediately, what you can do is spam the super button, even if it's not charged, because it will basically function as auto-aiming your normal attack. So if you're using like anyone up close, so I don't know, I'm just trying to think, maybe like, yeah, probably the best brawler for this would be like Shelly, or maybe like Crow or someone like that. But basically, so if you know you're going to need your super, if you don't use it, you'll lose the interaction and die. What you want to do is spam the super button, even if you don't have it. So basically, it will auto-aim your attack. So this is obviously best up at close range. And it will auto-aim your attack, and then the second you get your super, you'll be tapping on the super button. So it will allow you to get your super a lot quicker than a normal player who is attacking with the normal one and then has to move their finger all the way over to a different button in order to use their super. So this one might sound like kind of a small one, but like a small tip, but this actually is super useful. I mean, it's helped me out so many times. Like basically anyone like they'd be using up close, like Shelly, Crow, El Primo, just like anyone like that, where they have a super that can deal a lot of damage and they like actually can attack up close. So yeah, this is a really handy tip. It doesn't seem too great, but it actually is really solid. So next up, take use of one of the newest modes, takedown. So push high DPS brawlers that are good in takedown, because matches are shorter in takedown than any mode. They last a minute and a half to 2 minutes, kind of depends at your trophy level. Notice the higher up you get and trophies, the quicker the games are, because people actually attack the robot and not other brawlers as often. So yeah, if you're like looking to push up Bull, Colt, Pam, Leon, like really anyone that has high DPS and like, you know, is good in takedown, just I would push them in takedown over pretty much any other mode, especially because like it's only out for like every other day, so you kind of have to like make use of it, because the matches are the quickest, so therefore you'll be pushing trophies the quickest. So yeah, like if you can really just learn how to like win pretty consistently in takedown, definitely take advantage of this. I feel like takedown's one of those modes where once you master it, it's pretty easy to get top four like every single time. So yeah, this is definitely the best pushing mode for anyone that's actually good in the mode. So next up, this tip might all sound a little, basic, but it's, know what brawlers are good where. So this will help you out a ton. So you don't want to be using, like, Mortis and Heist, Piper without star power, and Brawl Ball, just anything like that where, like, the brawler isn't good. So you can figure out which brawlers are good where, multiple different ways. One, I mean, obviously, just, like, search up YouTube. There's probably some video. Or maybe also I've ranked all the brawlers in the game mode on my podcast. So that's another resource you can use. And then also there's this cool app. It's called Brawl Stats, I believe. And basically, it will show you, like, which brawlers are the best in each game mode, which ones have the highest win rates, what team comps have the highest win rates for 3v3s. And, like, it'll show you at different trophy ranges. So there's, like, high tier, which is, like, 700 up. There's, like, middle range, where most of you guys probably are, which is, like, 300 to 600. And then there's, like, the lower stages, which is 0 to 300. So, yeah, there's a lot of different features. So this is definitely a really good resource. And just make sure you're picking one of those top brawlers that are recommended, because, I mean, you want to be using the best brawlers for the game mode, so that way you're able to push them the easiest. So yeah, this is definitely a really solid tip. I mean, I used to not be the best at this at all, but I've been working on it. So next up, this one might kind of like seem a little weird to do, but it's basically try and master a brawler and push them up a lot higher than the rest of your characters. So basically, I did this with Crow, and I mean, it might seem like a waste of time, because like the higher you get up, the harder it is to get trophies, and this can slow down your progression. So I mean, sure, in the short term, like the week where you're really pushing them up high, I mean, sure, it might slow down your trophy progression a decent amount, but it's going to be worth it in the long run, because as you play that brawler more and more and you get up higher in the trophies, you'll be going up against more skilled and experienced players and getting matched with better teammates. So this will allow you to kind of just learn what, like, players that are better than you are doing. So, I mean, this actually helped me out a ton. Like, back when I had my Crow up super high, like, I just learned, like, a ton of things. Just, like, how brawlers, like, how people use brawlers that maybe I am not so good with. Like, which brawlers people are using. I guess another way to help out, to find out which brawlers are good. Just, like, I learned so many different things. Just, like, getting up high in trophies and playing with some experienced players. So, yeah, I would say that this is definitely a really solid tip. I mean, just get that brawler that you like the most up pretty high, kind of just master them, and just learn a bunch of tips about, like, everything just by playing the game. So, yeah, this is a really solid tip. So, next up, this one is actually probably, like, the easiest tip, and it can help out a lot. It's stay updated on the balance changes. So why this could be really important is if you're, like, staying updated, like, you're checking the news every day, just looking around to see if you, like, see anything about the new balance changes, just make sure you read them and, like, I don't know, maybe you could either listen to my podcast, like, whenever balance changes come out, I go over them, or there's definitely YouTube videos on the balance changes as well, so, I mean, just look somewhere there and see what, like, people are saying, how good the brawlers are, and try to take advantage of some brawlers that just got buffed when people don't realize that they're so strong, so you can kind of just, like, take advantage of it, and it will just allow you to, like, get ahead of the game, and then also if a brawler gets nerfed, you don't have to learn the hard way and lose, like, 30 trophies because they're not as good anymore. So, yeah, this is a really easy one. But, I mean, it actually helps out a ton. So, next up, this is another mechanical skill. So, this will help you out in-game. So, this is if you have a super that is able to break walls. In most modes, you're going to be wanting to use it. So, especially in Brawl Ball and Siege, you want to break the wall in front of the Ike / goal. Because, one, in Brawl Ball, it will allow you to get way easier shots on the goal, and also you don't have to walk around the wall to, like, walk it in. And then in Siege, the robot does, like, 30% more damage because it doesn't have to walk around the wall and it can just go straight onto the Ike. So, yeah, also in Heist, I mean, if you're not playing with, like, double thrower, I mean, even if you are, sometimes, like, it's just worth it to break down the wall if you're using, like, a Brock or a Colt where it can really help you. So, yeah, just break down the walls whenever you can with your super. I mean, obviously, like, if you're using, like, Tara, I mean, sure, she can break, like, part of the wall, but don't waste the super of hers breaking it. But I would say pretty much anyone else, it's worth it, especially if you're using someone like a Dynamite, where it's just super easy to get a super back. Be sure to break the walls. It just helps you guys out so much in the long run. So the next tip is to find players that you work well with. So this is mainly because, I mean, sure, if you can, like, really master the solo modes, they're really solid for pushing up trophies. Like, I have, like, the most amount of wins in solo showdown just because, like, that's my favorite way to push. But I mean, at the end of the day, showdown isn't the most consistent mode because obviously there's, like, a ton of teamers and, like as you get higher and higher up, you're gonna run into more and more teamers, and it's kind of like inconsistent once you get to the areas where there's teamers because, I mean, if you don't want a team, you're just not gonna be able to compete and lose, like, because obviously it's a 3v1. You can't do anything about that. Or then if you team, there's a good chance you'll get backstabbed. So yeah, showdown, like solo showdown mainly, just isn't too consistent. So try to find some good teammates. Like obviously duo showdown's a lot better. You really don't see teaming there unless like people are like organized teaming, but I haven't really even run into that. Like very rarely. Like maybe when I had my crow in the high 800s, I think I saw like a few people teaming, like maybe three games out of all of them I played, but most of the time, duo showdown, you're gonna be safe from teaming. I mean, it's pretty low to team in duo showdown. Like, you already have a teammate, so yeah, just try to find a good teammate you work well with because obviously, solos, I mean, it might be fun and pretty easy to push, but it's not the most consistent mode. So, if you can find some good teammates, you're really gonna be able to push up a lot easier. I mean, 3v3s, if that's your type of mode, just try to find like a few players that you really work well with, and then whenever they're online, invite them up to a party, and you can set up your own team and stuff and play. And I mean, they're a lot going to be a lot better than randoms because randoms, you never know what happens with them. So, yeah, this is a pretty obvious but really important tip. So next up is play all of your brawlers. So this kind of like contradicts the one where I said to push up one brawler really high. But basically, what I mean by this is try to keep most of your brawlers around the same trophy level. I mean, obviously you can have like two or three brawlers that you really like and you get like a 100, maybe 200 trophies higher than the rest. I mean, that's completely okay. I mean, if you like the brawler, be sure to play them. But don't have it like where you have, I don't know, you have, let's just say you have all the brawlers and you have like 20 brawlers at 450 and then you have like nine brawlers at 200 or something. Don't have that big of a gap just because, I mean, it kind of like slows down your trophy progress because the lower the brawler, the easier it is to get trophies with. And also, I mean, if you don't play all the brawlers, you're going to get rusty with them and you're not going to be able to like just get better with them. So just try to use everyone, just make sure you like always use all the brawlers fairly often so that way you like still like pick up new tips and you don't get super rusty with them. So yeah, this is definitely a pretty solid tip to try to keep everyone around the same trophy range. So next up, if you're trying to like really push up a lot of trophies in like a fairly short period of time, like you don't wanna just hop on for like 5 to 10 minutes, play a few matches and then hop off maybe, I don't know, half an hour later, play another match, maybe 2 hours later, hop on, play like five games or something. If you're really trying to get a, like, I mean, I normally will do that, but if you're really trying to get a ton of, like, trophies quick, I recommend just pushing just straight for a few hours, really just get into the zone and just keep on going because you can pretty easily get, like, 50 to 70 trophies an hour, maybe even more, depending on how well you're doing. Just by playing like all at once. So I mean, my like most productive days in Brawl Stars are days when I'm like on a car ride somewhere because then I'm able to just like play the game a ton in the car. I don't really have to like do anything. So yeah, those are probably my most productive days because I'm just able to sit down for a few hours, chill in the car, and get a bunch of trophies. So yeah, if you're looking to push up like as many trophies as you can in a day, just try to do it all at once. So the final tip, I mean this one, I mean it should be pretty obvious. It's just gonna be take breaks because like any game where there's like a trophy system, you're gonna tilt at some point. You're just gonna go on like a 5-game losing streak in like 5 minutes and you're gonna be super mad. And you're just gonna wanna keep on playing, try to like untilt yourself, but when like you're not in a positive mindset, it's really hard to get the trophies back up. So a really helpful tip is if you're starting to tilt, Like, obviously, if you just, like, lose, like, one or two games, no big deal. Just keep playing. But if you're noticing you're losing, like, a lot and you're getting mad and stuff, just take a break. I mean, it's going to help you out a lot in the long run. Because if you continue to play, I've gone down death spirals where I lose, like, 70 to 100 trophies in, like, an hour or something. So, yeah, just take breaks. Don't let yourself tilt way too much because it could be really frustrating when that happens. And this will just, like, avoid that whole entire issue. So, yeah, those are my 10 best tips for pushing up pretty high in trophies. Let me know if you would like me to do more of these tips, because I definitely have some more up my sleeve that I would be willing to make another podcast on. Let me know if these tips help you, because they definitely helped me push up to where I'm at the moment. So, yeah, it's going to be it for this segment. Alright, so welcome to the outro segment of the podcast. So before I wrap things up, I did get a new 5-star review. So this is from brawlstars.exe. So they say, love podcast, love the in-depth brawler breakdown and the third star power ideas. Also enjoy the daily uploads. Keep it up. P.S. I am Sir from the Brawl Podcasters Club. P.P.S. I got El Primo star power out of a Brie box today. So, I appreciate the 5-star review, and I'm glad you love the brawler breakdowns and the third star power ideas. I'll definitely be sure to continue both of those series, because obviously you like them. And then also, congrats on getting El Primo's star power from a free box. I mean, I'm not too lucky when it comes to star powers from free boxes, but I'm glad you're able to get it. So, shout out to Questing Knight. His podcast just got its 100th episode published today. So, yeah, definitely be sure to check him out. He's really good at making podcasts, post daily as well. So, yeah, definitely check him out. So, yeah, it's pretty much going to be it. If you'd like to get shouted out in the next episode of the podcast, leave a 5-star review and I'll read it on the next episode. So, yeah, it's pretty much going to be it, and I'll see you in the next episode.